So far, we've learnt five verbs: tabemas, nomimas, yomimas, mimas, kaimas. And we've manipulated those verbs and learnt to say I do and I will do using the mas, to say I don't using the masen, and then to make a polite request, won't you, would you like to, using masenka. So if we were to say I eat,
Tabemas.
And I drink.
Nomimas.
I watch.
Mimas.
I don't watch.
Mimasen.
And then if we were to bring some items in, I watch TV.
Telebe o mimas.
Terebi o mimasu.
And asking the question, do you watch TV?
Terebi o mimasu ka?
Terebi o mimasu ka?
Yes, I watch it.
Hai, mimasu.
Good.
Hai, mimasu.
Or, no, I don't.
Ie, mimasen.
Ie, mimasen.
And we've also used three very useful words, kore, for this, sore, that, are, that over there. So, will you drink this?
Kore o nomimasu ka?
Yep.
Kore o nomimasu ka?
And no, I'll drink that.
Iie, sore o nomimasu.
Iie, sore o nomimasu.
If you were to ask somebody politely, won't you read a comic book?
Manga o mimasenka?
And won't you read it? Mimasenka is the watch, oh. And then the read.
Manga o yomimasenka?
That's right.
Manga o yomimasenka?
No, I'll watch TV.
Iie, terebi o mimasu.
Iie, terebi o mimasu.
And with kore, sore, are, I watch this.
Kore o mimasu.
Kore o mimasu.
I don't watch that.
Sore o mimasen.
Sore o mimasen.
Will you read this?
Kore o yomimasu.
And it's a question.
Kore o yomimasu ka?
Good.
Kore o yomimasu ka?
And a polite request, won't you read that?
Sore o yomimasen ka?
Sore o yomimasen ka?
I'm pulling in our most recent verb, kaimasu, to buy. I will buy this.
Kore o kaimasu.
Kore o kaimasu.
And a polite request, won't you buy this?
Kore o kaimasen ka?
Good.
Kore o kaimasen ka?
We've also used nani. What? What will you buy?
Nani. Nani o.
Good.
Kaimasu. Oh.
That's it.
Nani o kaimasu ka?
Yes.
Nani o kaimasu ka?
And of course, as you did, the o coming after the nani. The o that comes after an item is also coming after the what. Nani o kaimasu ka? And what will you read?
Nani o yomimasu ka?
Good.
Nani o yomimasu ka?
Let's also look at the word which, another question word. In English we call them the W words, which, what, why, and so forth. What, as we've just practiced, is nani. Which has a different function. Which suggests there's a choice of things that you're going to choose from. So which will you buy, for example? This finishes off our group. We've got our rhyming group of triplets, kore, sore, are, this, that over there. We add to that a fourth word which begins with a d sound in Japanese. So whereas in English it's W words, in Japanese you can think in them as D words. So what do you think which is going to be if it's going to be part of our rhyming group, kore, sore, are? What is the word which going to be?
Do Kore?
Dore, that's right. So kore, sore, are, dore. That is our group. And when you ask which, for example, which will you buy, that marker or remains after the word. So if you said, which will you buy?
Doreo kaimasuka.
That's right. So after the which, doreo kaimasuka.
Doreo kaimasuka.
Or which will you read?
Doreo yomimasuka.
That's right.
Doreo yomimasuka.
Which will you watch?
Doreo mimasuka.
Doreo mimasuka.
Or which will you eat?
Doreo tabemasuka.
Doreo tabemasuka.
And then we can pull back in. Please may I have? Kore o kudasai. Sore o kudasai. So, which will you buy?
Dore o kaimasuka?
Dore o kaimasuka.
May I have this one?
Kore o kaimasu?
Yeah, if you say kore o kaimasu, that is good Japanese. I will buy this one. Kore o kaimasu. But if you want to say, please may I have this one, you would use the kudasai instead of the kaimasu. So you would be saying, instead of kore o kaimasu, I will buy this one. Take out the kaimasu, put in the kudasai, and then you've simply changed it to please may I have, which simply sounds a little more polite. Please may I have this one.
Kore o kudasai.
Kore o kudasai.
And which will you watch?
Dore o mimasu ka?
Dore o mimasu ka?
In this case, you'd probably want to say, I'll watch this one.
Kore o mimasu.
Kore o mimasu.
That's right. So in cases where you're buying something, which will you buy? Dore o kaimasu ka? You could even say, kore o kaimasu, I'll buy this one. Or alternatively, kore o kudasai, may I have this one? So you can use either. If you were to say, what will you drink, rather than which will you drink?
Nani o nomimasu ka?
Nani o nomimasu ka?
And then to have the distinction, which will you drink, when you're giving somebody a choice, you would say,
Dore o nomimasu ka?
That's right.
Dore o nomimasu ka?
And you might then reply, may I have a beer?
Biru o kudasai.
Biru o kudasai.
Or alternatively, you might want to say, I will drink beer.
Biru o nomimasu.
Biru o nomimasu.
Good. And what will you read, rather than which will you read, what will you read?
Nani o yomimasu ka?
Nani o yomimasu ka?
May I have a comic book?
Manga o...
May I have. Beginning with the ku sound, kuda.
Kudasai. Manga o kudasai.
Manga o kudasai.
Kudasai almost sounds like kudai at the beginning. Kuda, kudai, kuda. And then this sai at the end. Kudasai. The word for is in Japanese is a short word, des. It covers... It is. As we've said before, there isn't actually an it in Japanese. So the whole word des covers it is, or simply is. And des is said at the end of the sentence. So if you wanted to say, it is coffee, what you would be saying in Japanese is, coffee, it is. Or simply, coffee is. And that would be, kohi des. When you say kohi des, we are not using the o between kohi and des. The reason for this is o is used with action verbs, the sort of verbs we've been using like eat, drink, read, watch and buy. But des is not an action word. It is simply is the existence of something. So we don't need to use o. We simply go straight from the item to des. And that will always be the case. So kohi des, nothing else there at all. So if you wanted to say, it is a camera, camera. It is. What would you say?
Camera des.
Camera des.
And if you wanted to say, it is an ice cream.
Ice cream des.
Ice cream des.
So the word it doesn't exist in Japanese, but it's implied within the whole word des. If we were to ask the question, is it coffee? What would we say?
Coffee desu ka?
Coffee desu ka?
So we're putting the ka at the end, everything else staying in the same order, just as it has done with our mass verbs that we've been using. So if you were to ask the question, is it ice cream?
Ice cream desu ka?
Ice cream desu ka?
Is it a comic book?
Manga desu ka?
Manga desu ka?
And is it a television?
Telebi desu ka?
Telebi desu ka?
So we're simply, same order, ka at the end. Now you want to ask the more general question, what is it? What is our word, what?
Nani.
Nani becomes shortened when it's followed by des, because it has a hard d sound for the Japanese. It's just much smoother to say the word nan. So how would you say, what is it?
Nan desu ka?
Nan desu ka?
So the what, the nan becoming shorter, des, and then the ka at the end changed into a question. So you're looking at something and wanting to know what it is, and you say,
nan desu ka?
Nan desu ka?
And you reply, it's a camera.
Camera desu.
Camera desu.
And again, you're looking at something and ask, what is it?
Nan desu ka?
It's a comic book.
Manga desu.
Manga desu.
And also, the answer could be, they are comic books. But it will still be covered by desu, because we don't have a plural for the items and we don't change desu either. So if your answer was, they are comic books, you would say,
manga desu.
Manga desu.
So the reply is exactly the same. The context tells you whether it's one item or more than one items. The word for I like in Japanese is suki. Suki is spelt S-U-K-I. The U sound in it is hardly spoken. It can sound very squashed, as in suki, or a little bit more pronounced.
Suki.
So you can choose between those two, suki, suki. It literally means it is likeable. And to say it is, we've learnt the word
des.
Des. And where do you think we're going to place that word?
At the end.
At the end. So to say it is likeable, we're saying it in the order likeable, it is. But it means in everyday language, I like, you like, he likes. So I like, likeable it is.
Suki desu.
Suki desu.
If you want to give a reason for something in Japanese, you use the word kara, kara. In Japanese, you give the reason first, followed by this word kara. Kara you can think of as meaning therefore or so. So if you like something, you would say,
suki desu.
Suki desu.
And then if you want to say, I like it, therefore, I'll buy it. Suki desu kara, kaimasu. So you say your reason, the reason being that you like it, then the word kara, meaning therefore, and then what the result is going to be, kaimasu. So I like it, therefore I'll buy it.
Suki desu kara. Kaimasu.
Suki desu kara, kaimasu.
And you pause after the kara. Suki desu kara, kaimasu. So, I like it, therefore I'll drink it.
Suki desu kara, nomimasu.
好きですから飲みます。
So if you want to have a pause for breath, say the から and then pause. 好きですから飲みます。I like it, therefore I'll buy this.
好きですからこれを買います。
好きですからこれを買います。
So notice that the order stays the same. 好きですから Then you say your item, or in this case this, これ, then your marker, o, and then finally at the end, your verb, 買います。好きですから、これを買います。If you want to say, I like it, therefore I'll buy that, what would you say?
好きですから、それを買います。
好きですから、それを買います。
And let's put the item in that you would like to buy. I like it, therefore I'll buy the camera.
好きですから、カメラを買います。
好きですから、カメラを買います。
Let's try one more. I like it, therefore I will buy the T-shirt.
好きですから、お。T-shirts.
Oh, and where would you put the or?
Oh, after the...
That's right. Okay.
T-shirts を買います.
That's right.
好きですから T-shirts を買います.
Let's bring back in our time expressions. The word for every day.
毎日.
毎日. And for this evening?
今晩.
今晩. So, maybe you now want to talk about something, for example, I like it, therefore I eat it every day. Now, keep your order the same. Start of your reason, 好きです. Put in your から, 好きですから, and then bring in your time expression. So, 好きですから毎日食べます. So, you're still keeping your mass part of the sentence in the same order. So, I like it.Therefore, I eat it every day.
好きですから毎日食べます。
好きですから毎日食べます。
I like it, therefore I watch it every day.
好きですから毎日見ます。
好きですから毎日見ます。
And then we want to pull in a little more information. I like it, therefore I watch it.This every day. And our order is I like it, therefore, every day, this I watch.
好きですから毎日これを見ます。
好きですから毎日これを見ます。
I like it, therefore I'll watch this tonight.
好きですから、今晩これを見ます。
好きですから、今晩これを見ます。
And pulling in our word for to read, 読みます。I like it, therefore I'll read it tonight. And there is no it.
好きですから、今晩読みます。
好きですから、今晩読みます。
I'm pulling in a little more information. I like it, therefore I'll read the comic book tonight.
好きですから、今晩漫画を読みます。
好きですから、今晩漫画を読みます。
I like it, therefore I'll watch that tonight.
好きですから、それを Mimas. Oh no. Konban sore o mimas.
Good.
好きですから Konban sore o mimas.
If we pull back in おください may I have? How would you then say I like it, therefore may I have that?
好きですからそれをください
好きですからそれをください
Or I like it, so may I have that over there?
好きですから、あらを。 over there.
Yep, that's right. And it's the ray of sunlight.
Areo. Areo kudasai.
Suki desu kara. Areo kudasai.
And if you want to name the object that you want, I like it, therefore, may I have some coffee?
Suki desu kara. Kohi o kudasai.
Suki desu kara. Kohi o kudasai.
Suki. Likeable is an adjective. An adjective is a word such as happy, sad, big, small. Let's look at another adjective in Japanese, which is the word for interesting. The word for interesting is
面白い.
The omo bit is O-M-O, omo, and then 白い, maybe a picture image of someone who's royal. She's royal. That's an interesting fact. 面白い. 面白い. So interesting.
面白い.
And this word interesting, again, works with desu. So if you want to say it is interesting, what do you do?
面白いです.
So we're putting desu at the end, just as we do to ski. Ski desu, 面白いです. So if you wanted to ask the question, is it interesting, what would you say?
面白いですか?
And if you then wanted to pull in から, therefore, giving a reason why you're going to do something, for example, you want to say, it is interesting, therefore, I'll watch it. How would you do that?
面白いですから? 見ます.
面白いですから? 見ます.
So we're doing exactly the same as we did with 好きです, but we're putting in another adjective, 面白いですから. Everything else stays the same. So if you wanted to say, it's interesting, therefore I'll watch this.
面白いですから, から 見ます.
And,
oh, から を 見ます.
And what's this?
これ.
これ.
Oh, これ.
That's right.
これ を 見ます.
That's right. So これ, それ, あれ. This, that, that one over there. And then, から, therefore.
Yeah. 面白いですから、これを見ます.
And if you want to pull in the item that you're going to watch, it's interesting, therefore, I'll watch the TV.
面白いですから、テレビを見ます.
面白いですから、テレビを見ます.
And the word for film and movie, we had the picture image of a gap in the market.
映画.
映画. So, it's interesting. Therefore, I'll watch a film.
面白いですから? A gap を 見ます. No.
And it's 映画.
映画 を 見ます.
That's it. So, it's interesting. Therefore, I'll watch a film.
面白いですから?
映画を見ます。面白いですから映画を見ます。
And if we then want to pull in our time expressions, everything staying in the same order, we give our reason first, 面白いですから, then fit in the time expression. So if we're using tonight, it's interesting, therefore, I'll watch a film tonight. Tonight, film, watch. It's interesting, therefore, I'll watch a film tonight.
面白いですから, 今晩, 映画.
Yeah.
映画を見ます。面白いですから、今晩、映画を見ます。
And if we bring in the time expression tomorrow, we were mixing ash and tar to make...
明日。明日.
So it's interesting, therefore I'll watch a film tomorrow.
面白いですから映画... No, 明日映画を見ます。面白いですから明日映画を見ます。It's
interesting, therefore, I'll read it.
面白いですから読みます。That's
it. And it, we don't need to say it in Japanese, so we're simply saying the verb.
面白いですから読みます。
It's interesting, Therefore, I'll read this.
Omishiroi desu kara, kore o mimasu. No, read. Yomimasu.
That's it.
Omoshiroi desu kara, kore o yomimasu.
And getting in there a time expression, it's interesting, therefore I'll read this tonight.
Omoshiroi desu kara, konban kore o yomimasu.
Omoshiroi desu kara, konban kore o yomimasu.
And perhaps it's something that you do every day, so it's interesting, therefore I read every day.
Omoshiroi desu kara, mainichi yomimasu.
Omoshiroi desu kara, mainichi yomimasu.
Be careful, it's not yomemasu, but yomimasu. And if you think of mimasu, to watch, and then you're adding a yo in front of it, yomimasu. If you say yomemasu, you're saying something different. If we also look back to the polite suggestion, won't you, using the negative, masen, masenka, you can use that with omoshiroi. It's interesting, therefore, won't you watch it? How would you say that?
Omoshiroi desu kara, mimasenka?
Omoshiroi desu kara, mimasenka?
Or it's interesting, therefore, won't you watch a film?
Omoshiroi desu kara, eiga mimasenka?
And you need the little marker.
Eiga o mimasenka.
Omoshiroi desu kara, eiga o mimasenka.
It's interesting, therefore, won't you read this?
Omoshiroi desu kara, kore o yomimasenka?
Omoshiroi desu kara, kore o yomimasenka.
Our adjective so far, suki, suki desu, I like, it's likeable. Omoshiroi, omoshiroi desu, it's interesting. Let's pull in a third one. Oishi, oishi means delicious. And here's a picture that might help you to remember it. Oishi, eating delicious cake. Oishi, eating delicious cake. Oishi, oishi. So, delicious.
Oishi.
Oishi.
And it is delicious.
Oishi desu.
Oishi desu.
Make sure the shi at the end is long, so oishi desu.
Oishi desu.
So, if you wanted to ask the question, is it delicious, what would you say?
Oishi desu ka?
Oishi desu ka?
And if you wanted to reply, yes, it is delicious.
Hai.
Oishi.
Oishi desu.
Hai, oishi desu.
Oishi, oishi, eating delicious cake. Oishi, oishi. And using it to give a reason for something, it's delicious, so I'll eat it.
Oishi desu kara, tabemasu.
Oishi desu kara, tabemasu.
And giving a time expression with it too, it's delicious, so I'll eat it tonight.
Oishi desu kara, konban tabemasu.
Oishi desu kara, konban tabemasu.
And it's delicious, so I'll eat this.
Oishi desu kara, kore o tabemasu.
Oishi desu kara, kore o tabemasu.
It's delicious, so I'll eat this tonight.
Oishi desu kara, kore o tabemasu. Oh, no. Konban kore o tabemasu.
Oishi desu kara, konban kore o tabemasu.
And if we pull in our word tomorrow, it's delicious, so I'll eat it tomorrow.
Oishi desu kara, ashita tabemasu.
Oishi desu kara, ashita tabemasu.
And it's delicious, therefore I'll drink this tonight.
Oishi desu kara, konban kore o nomimasu.
Oishi desu kara, konban kore o nomimasu.
And to finish off, using our word and eat this tomorrow. And with so and stay.
そして ashita o tabemas.
そして ashita this.
Kore o tabemas.
そして ashita kore o tabemas.
If you want to ask why in Japanese, it's another WH question in English, and in Japanese it's another of our D questions. The word for why is どうして. Now you've already used して as in そして and, so you're familiar with that sound, して. And the どう you've also used in どれ, which. This どう is a longer どう, like the どう that you make bread with, but this might also help you. Why does どうして risen? Why does どうして risen? どうして? So, どうして?
どうして?
So you would say, why?
どうして?
どうして?
And you have a nice long どうして? どうして? So if you wanted to ask, why do you read? You would keep your order the same, your question word at the beginning, and then your verb, and at the end, the ka to make the question. So how would you say, why do you read?
どうして読みますか?
どうして読みますか?
And if you want to be a little more specific, why do you read this?
どうしてこれを読みますか?
どうしてこれを読みますか?
Why do you read that?
どうしてそれを読みますか?
どうしてそれを読みますか?
And why do you read comic books? Now, comic book, comic books, there's no S, there's no plural in Japanese. So why do you read a comic book? Why do you read comic books? It's the same. Why do you read comic books?
どうして漫画を読みますか?
どうして漫画を読みますか?
Now, you want to say why. You want to give your reason. Why do you read comic books? Because they're interesting. Or because it's interesting. It's the same in Japanese. Because they're interesting. To do this, you say your reason, 面白いです, and you link to the end of itから. So から that we've learnt as therefore becomes a because, but it's not a because at the beginning of the sentence as it would be in English, you put it at the end. In other words, you're saying it's interesting therefore, dot, 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 and not finishing your sentence. But more naturally in English we would say because it's interesting. So 面白いですから, end of sentence. So to say because in Japanese, you put the becauseat the end of the sentence. So, why do you read this?
どうしてこれを読みますか?
どうしてこれを読みますか?
Because it's interesting. Interesting, it is, therefore.
面白い、ですから.
That's it.
面白いですから。
So because and therefore is the same word, isn't
it? That's right. So kara is taking on the role of therefore and because, but its position in the sentence makes it more of a therefore. So when you say 面白いですから読みます, it's interesting, therefore I read it. But when you give it as a reply to a why, it is more naturally in English because it's interesting. But in Japanese, they're actually still saying it's interesting, therefore 面白いですから. So, if you asked, why do you eat it?
どう。どうして。どうして、
do you eat it?
食べます。
Do you? Question.
か。
どうして食べますか?
Because it's delicious.
おいしいですから。
おいしいですから。
Why are you going to buy it?
どうして買いますか?
どうして買いますか?
So let's pull back in. Because I like it. I like it. 好き. because I like it. I like it, therefore.
Suki. There's no it. No.
There's no it, and then you've got your is.
Okay. Suki desu kara.
Suki desu kara.
Why are you going to buy that?
どうしてそれを買いますか?
どうしてそれを買いますか?
Because I like it.
好きですから。
好きですから。
So, because I like it, turn it on its head in Japanese. I like it, therefore. It's interesting, therefore. It's delicious, therefore. Why are you drinking it?
どうして飲みますか?
どうして飲みますか?
Because I like it. I like it, therefore.
好きです。
And the therefore,
から。
好きですから。
Why will you watch it? How would you say that?
どうして見ますか?
どうして見ますか?
If we bring in a time expression, such as tonight, and you want to ask, why will you watch it tonight? Then the time expression is said after the question word. So how would you say, why will you watch it tonight?
どうして今晩見ますか?
どうして今晩見ますか?
Because it's interesting.
面白いですから。
面白いですから。
If you now want to use your adjectives to describe an item, then the order is the same as in English. So you say the adjective first and then the item that you're describing. So if you want to say delicious ice cream, おいしいアイスクリーム. If you want to say an interesting film, 面白い映画. So how would you say an interesting comic book?
面白い漫画.
面白い漫画.
Or an interesting concert, the word that we pulled in from the English, concerto, an interesting concert.
面白いコンサート.
Or a delicious coffee. Delicious.
おいしいコーヒー.
おいしいコーヒー.
And the kohi, remembering that that first sound is a long sound, kohi.
Oishii kohi.
Oishii kohi.
And if you wanted to make a full sentence, it is a delicious coffee. Which word are we going to use and where are we going to put it for is?
We do des at the end.
Des at the end. So it is a delicious coffee.
Kohio.
It is a delicious coffee.
Oishii kohio desu.
Right, and or is used with action verbs, but it's not used with desu. So you simply say the item and then desu, and you don't need to have o after the item. So it is a delicious coffee.
Oishii kohi desu.
Oishii kohi desu.
And it is a delicious ice cream.
Oishii ice cream desu.
Oishii ice cream desu.
Is it a delicious coffee, if you're asking the question?
Doshite? No, that's why.
Good. So you're asking a very simple question here. Is it a delicious
yes.
coffee?
Oishii kohi desu ka?
That's right.
Oishii kohi desu ka?
Or is it an interesting comic book?
Omoshiroi manga desu ka?
Omoshiroi manga desu ka?
Let's look again at our verbs tabemasu, nomimasu, yomimasu, mimasu, kaimasu to say I will watch an interesting film.
面白い映画を見ます。
面白い映画を見ます。
And I will watch an interesting film tonight. When we're bringing in our time expression, put that at the beginning of the sentence, and then your item, and then at the end of your sentence, your verb. So your time expression, your item which has its description in front of it, and then the verb at the end. So, I will watch an interesting film tonight.
今晩面白い映画見ます。
And after 映画、
映画を見ます。
今晩面白い映画を見ます。
So, our marker or is always used after the item when we're using our action verbs, our mass verbs, and we don't need it when we simply have des at the end of a sentence. And if you want to ask somebody, will you watch an interesting film tonight? How would you say that?
今晩面白い映画を見ますか？
今晩面白い映画を見ますか？
And if you also want to make a polite suggestion, won't you watch an interesting film tonight?
今晩面白い映画を見ませんか?
That's right.
今晩面白い映画を見ませんか?
So we've looked at how you describe an item. If you want to say delicious ice cream, おいしい ice cream. Or if you want to say an interesting comic book, 面白い漫画. Let's pull that into a sentence giving a reason. I like it, therefore I will buy the delicious ice cream.
好きですから、おいしいアイスクリームを買います。
好きですから、おいしいアイスクリームを買います。
And I like it, therefore I will buy the delicious coffee.
好きですから、おいしいコーヒー買います。
And you've got your little marker after the コーヒ
ーを買います。
And with the コーヒー、the h sound in コーヒー is somewhere between an H and an F, but it doesn't have any strong sound to it. So コーヒー。
コーヒーを買います。
That's right.
好きですから、おいしいコーヒーを買います。
So when you describean item, you can also use it in a longer sentence, but everything stays in the same order. You put your reason first, then you have your kara, then you have your description, item, and your verb at the end. When you suggest or invite someone to do something, we've used won't you with the negative and ka at the end. So if you wanted to say, won't you watch it, you would say,
見ませんか?
見ませんか?
And won't you watch a film? You would say
映画を見ませんか?
映画を見ませんか?
And just giving a little bit more information about the film, won't you watch an interesting film? Yeah, you're nearly there. It's 面白い.
面白い映画を見ませんか?
面白い映画を見ませんか?
And won't you watch an interesting film tonight?
今晩面白い映画を見ませんか?
今晩面白い映画を見ませんか?
So we're putting the time expression at the beginning of that. If you then wanted to say, yes, certainly, yes, I would. Yes is...
Hi.
Hi.And then the word for certainly, when you want to respond to a suggestion in a positive way, the word for yes, certainly, yes, I would, is ぜひ. And an image to remember with ぜひ is that Zen, which is a Buddhist belief in Japan, Zen certainly heals the mind. Zen heals, ぜひ. So how would you say, yes, certainly, yes, I would?
Hi, ぜひ.
はい、ぜひ。
So you want to say, won't you watch an interesting film tonight?
Konban, omoshiroi eiga o mimasen ka?
Konban, omoshiroi eiga o mimasen ka?
Yes, certainly. Yes, I would.
Hai, zehi.
Hai, zehi.
And won't you eat some sushi tonight?
Sushi o...
And if you want to say tonight...
Oh, yes. Konban sushi o... tabemasen ka?
Konban sushi o tabemasen ka?
Yes, certainly.
Hai, zehi.
Hai, zehi.
And if we just add a description to that, won't you eat some delicious sushi tonight?
Konban oishii sushi o tabemasen ka?
Konban oishii sushi o tabemasen ka?
Yes, I would. Yes, certainly.
Hai, zehi.
Hai, zehi.
Now, we've talked about the fact that I, you, she, and so on, that we don't need to say those words unless we need to clarify who is doing the action or who it is we're talking about. So let's now learn two words, he and she. He is kare. And if you want a picture image to go with that, his car race as well. Kare, car race, kare. So he is kare. He.
Kare.
Kare.
So kare, car race. You have to keep the car quite short, but kare. And the word for she is kanojo. Kanojo. A word image to go with that. She can no joy. Kanojoi. But kanojo. Keep it short, as in the name Jo, Kanojo. She.
Kanojo.
Kanojo.
So we have kare, Kanojo. Now, the word for with in Japanese is to. Think of ice cream with topping. With topping. To. With?
To.
To.
And if you want to say you do something with someone, then the with is said after the someone. So if we're going to say with him, the kare that you've used to mean he, once you've put the to after it, it automatically means with him. So there's no changing kare to something else. He and him are the same word, depending on the context and what follows it. So if we're going to say with him, kare to, with him.
Kare to.
Kare to.
So, I will watch a film. How would you say that?
Eiga o mimasu.
Eiga o mimasu.
To say I will watch a film with him, you put the with him at the beginning. So, with him, I will watch a film. So, how would you say that? With him, I will watch a film.
Kare to eiga o mimasu.
Kare to eiga o mimasu.
Now, how would you say with her, following the same rules, how would you say with her?
Kanojo to.
Kanojo to.
And with her, I will watch a film.
Kanojo to eiga o mimasu.
Kanojo to eiga o mimasu.
With her, I will watch an interesting film.
Kanejo to eiga o... Oh no, it's interesting in film. Front of film, isn't it?
Yes.
Kanejo to... Oh, omoshiroi.
Omoshiroi.
Omoshiroi eiga o mimasu.
And with kanojo, kanojo. So think of the kanojoi, kanojo.
Kanojo to omoshiroi eiga o mimasu.
彼女と面白い映画を見ます。And
if we put in the time expression, it's okay to say 彼女と今晩。So with her tonight. But it's equally okay to say tonight with her. 今晩彼女と。So it really doesn't matter which way round they go. So if you were to say with her tonight, I will watch an interesting film.
彼女と今晩面白い映画を見ます。
彼女と今晩面白い映画を見ます。
But it's equally okay to say, tonight with her, I will watch an interesting film.
今晩彼女と面白い映画を見ます。
今晩彼女と面白い映画を見ます。
And if we change some of the vocabulary now, with him, I will drink coffee.
彼とコーヒーを飲みます。
彼とコーヒーを飲みます。
So, コーヒー、the long sound for the call. And adding a bit more information about the coffee, with him, I will drink delicious coffee.
彼と美味しいコーヒーを飲みます。
彼と美味しいコーヒーを飲みます。
Then with him I will drink delicious coffee tonight. The tonight in English, we often say at the end, but in Japanese we've got a choice. With him tonight I will drink delicious coffee. Tonight with him I will drink delicious coffee.
Konban, kareto.Oishii kohi omimasu.
And you're drinking it rather than looking at it, or...
Oh, or nomimasu.
Good.
Konban, kare to oishii kohi o nomimasu.
And again, with kohi, the h sound is actually very soft. It doesn't need to have any extra sound in it, so kohi. Let's bring in some reasons now. Because I like to, I will drinkcoffee with him. Because I like to, or because I like it, I will drink coffee with him. Now, you put your reason first, then you have your kara, and then keep everything else in the same order. With him, coffee, drink. So, because I like it, or because I like to.
好きですから。
I will drink coffee with him.
彼とコーヒーを飲みます。
好きですから彼とコーヒーを飲みます。
And if you want to say that it's delicious coffee, because I like to, with him, I will drink delicious coffee.
好きですから彼とおいしいコーヒ
ー I will drink.
見ます。お見ます。
But I'm not looking at it, I'm drinking it.
お飲みます。
好きですから彼と美味しいコーヒーを飲みます。
And a little note on this word 美味しい。We're talking about it as the word delicious, but it also covers the word nice in English. We often use nice in a range of situations. As long as you understand that, it is the nice of delicious. So I will drink nice coffee with him, meaning it tastes nice.Let's go back to giving our suggestions or our invitations. Won't you drink coffee with her? Would you like to drink coffee with her?
彼女とコーヒーを飲みませんか?
彼女とコーヒーを飲みませんか?
Yes, I would. Yes, certainly.
はい、ぜひ。
はい、ぜひ。
And would you like to drink beer with him? So you're asking, won't you drink beer with him?
彼とビールを飲みませんか?
And with ビール, would you say ビール, Mickey?
ビール.
Once more, we'll put in a time expression. So, won't you drink beer with him tomorrow? Tomorrow can either go before with him or after with him. So either...Tomorrow with him, won't you drink beer? Or with him tomorrow, won't you drink beer?
彼と明日ビールを飲みませんか?
彼と明日ビールを飲みませんか?
We're going to learn now how to make a suggestion, as in, let's do something. Now, so far, we've been changing the ending of the verb. So, when we wanted to say... I don't do something, we changed mas to masen. So tabemas, I eat, tabemasen, I don't eat. Or if we're talking about the future, I won't eat. And then when we wanted to say, won't you, we added a ka to that. So tabemasen ka, won't you eat, or would you like to eat? If you want to say, let's do something, you change the mas to masho, masho. So if you want to say, let's eat, tabemasho. And if you wanted to say, let's drink, what would you say?
Nomimasho.
Nomimasho.
Let's watch.
Mimasho.
Mimasho.
Let's buy.
Kaimasho.
Kaimasho.
Let's read.
Yomimasho.
Yomimasho.
And that is all you do. So the verb ending every time is masho, to say let's do something. And then everything else stays the same. The order of the sentence is the same as you've been learning all along. So if you wanted to say, let's watch this, how would you say that?
Kore o mimasho.
Kore o mimasho.
And let's watch that.
Sore o mimasho.
Sore o mimasho.
And if we wanted to say, let's read this.
Kore o yomimasho.
Kore o yomimasho.
And if you want to bring in the item that you're suggesting to do something with, if you wanted to say, let's read a comic book.
Manga o mimasho.
And let's read it rather than look at it.
Sorry. Yomimasho. Manga o yomimasho.
Yes.
Manga o yomimasho.
Or let's drink coffee.
Kohi o nomimasho.
Kohi o nomimasho.
And let's drink beer.
Biru o nomimasho.
Biru o nomimasho.
And if we bring back in some of our more recent words, eiga for film or movie, terebi for TV, concerto for concert, let's watch a concert.
Concerto o mimasho.
Mimasho.
Concerto mimasho.
Concerto. And let's watch a film.
Eiga o mimasho.
Eiga o mimasho.
And let's watch TV.
Terebi o mimasho.
And with the mimasho, you could think of it as show me, but it's let's, but it's a show rather than a softer so sound. I'm going to add another verb to your collection so far of five verbs. I'm going to add shimas. She, a girl, shimas. And this means do. It also means to play, as in to play sports. Do or play. So it has a very general meaning, shimas. How would you say, I do?
Shimas.
You do.
Shimas.
Shimas.
And if you wanted to say, let's do, you would say,
shimasho.
Shimasho.
And if you wanted to say, let's do this,
kore o shimasho.
Kore o shimasho.
So again, it's a verb. They all work in the same way. If you're saying the item, item, or masho. If we're going to put a time expression in, time expression, item, or masho. So how would you say, let's do this tonight?
Konban, kore o shimasho.
Konban, kore o shimasho.
Very popular game in Japan is golf. There's lots and lots of golf courses. And when the Japanese travel abroad, they also love to have the opportunity to play golf on famous golf courses. It's also very much a game that's associated with work. Perhaps you go out with your work colleagues on a Saturday or a Sunday, socialising, but also as part of the whole work situation as well. And the word for golf in Japanese is taken directly from English, but adding vowel sounds where we have the sort of harder sounds all together. So the word for golf becomes gorufu.
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 And if you want to say you play golf, the word shimasu, to do, also has the meaning to play. So to play golf, you need between those two words an o, and the verb always comes at the end. So how would you say, I play golf?
Gorufu o shimasu.
Gorufu o shimasu.
So a golf o shimasu. Gorufu o shimasu. What about bringing back in our time expressions? I sometimes play golf.
Toki doki. Gorufu. Play. Shimasu.
And
o shimasu.
So with golf, you're breaking it down into a consonant vowel sound, gorufu. And each of those sounds, apart from the go, the other two are followed by an u sound, gorufu, gorufu. Golf?
Gorufu.
So I sometimes play golf.
Tokidoki gorufu oshimasu.
Tokidoki gorufu oshimasu.
And how would you say let's play golf?
Gorufu o shimashou.
Gorufu o shimashou.
Let's play golf tonight.
Konban gorufu o shimashou.
Konban gorufu o shimashou.
Another sport, also very popular in Japan, and the word is taken directly from English, is tenisu.
Tenisu.
And tenisu is obviously going to be
tennis.
Right. And again, you can combine it with the verb shimasu, to do, to play tennis, to say, I play tennis. How would you say, I play tennis?
Tenisu shimasu.
And the little word
Tenisu o shimasu.
Good.
Tenisu o shimasu.
And let's play tennis.
Tenisu o shimashou.
Tenisu o shimashou.
And let's play tennis tomorrow.
Konban tenisu o shimashou.
That's perfect for let's play tennis tonight.
Oh, but for tomorrow. I know. Ashita.
Yeah.
Ashita tenisu o shimashou.
Ashita tenisu o shimashou.
And won't you play tennis?
Tenisu o shimasen ka?
Tenisu o shimasen ka?
Won't you play tennis tonight? How would you say that?
Konban tenisu o shimasu.
And won't you?
Shimasen ka?
And keep it a pure se, so tennis o shimasen ka?
Konban tenisu o shimasen ka?
Konban tenisu o shimasen ka?
The final one in the group that we're going to do with shimasu, so we've had gorufu o shimasu, tenisu o shimasu, is to work. And the word to work as a noun, as an item, is shigoto. So you can work that into a sentence in English. Shigoto, work. Shigoto. Shigoto, work. How would you say work?
Shigoto.
Shigoto.
So if you then want to say in Japanese, I work, what you literally have to say is, I do work, she does work, using this verb that we've been practicing with tennis and golf, shimasu. So you need to apply the same rules. So how would you say, I do work?
Shigoto o shimasu.
Shigoto o shimasu.
And you do work.
Shigoto o shimasu.
Shigoto o shimasu.
So it's the same, I, you, she, and so on. And then if we change our ending, our masu ending, let's work, let's do work.
Shigoto o shimashou.
Shigoto o shimashou.
And let's do work tomorrow.
Ashita shigoto o shimashou.
Ashita shigoto o shimashou.
And if you want to ask the question to somebody, do you work? How would you do that?
Shigoto o shimasu ka?
Shigoto shimasu ka?
So you're simply keeping the order the same, adding ka at the end. And if you wanted to say that you worked with somebody, I work with her, the order will be with her, work, I do. So how would you say that?
Kanojoto shigoto shimasu.
Shigoto.
Shigoto o shimasu.
Kanojoto shigoto shimasu.
And I work with him.
Kare to shigoto o shimasu.
Kare to shigoto o shimasu.
And how would you say, I work with him every day?
Mainichi kare to shigoto o shimasu.
Mainichi kare to shigoto o shimasu.
And in that case, you said every day with him I work. But it's equally okay to say with him every day I work.
Kare to mainichi shigoto o shimasu.
Kare to mainichi shigoto o shimasu.
How would you say, let's work?
Shigoto o shimashou.
Shigoto o shimashou.
Now, simply by adding the question word ka at the end of masho, you change what you're saying from let's do something to shall we do something. Now, you've already learnt won't you do something, masenka, which is a polite request to somebody. But when you say mashou ka, shall we do something? It's a suggestion, kind of pulls everybody in together. Shall we do something? So, if you were to say, shall we eat? How would you do that?
Tabemashou ka.
Tabemashou ka.
And shall we drink?
Nomimashou ka.
Nomimashou ka.
And using our newish words, shall we work? Shall we do work?
Shigoto o shimashenka?
Shimashouka.
Shimashouka.
That's it.
Shigoto o shimashouka.
And shall we eat this?
Kore o tabemashouka?
Kore o tabemashouka.
Shall we watch this?
Kore o Mimashouka.
That's right.
Kore o mimashouka.
Shall we watch that?
Sore o mimashouka.
Sore o mimashouka.
And shall we eat that?
Sore o tabemashouka.
Sore o tabemashouka.
So we've kind of learnt a group here. We've learnt masenka, won't you? We've learnt masho, let's, and now we've added to that mashouka, shall we? If we now bring in our kareto with him, kanojoto with her, then you can start to say things like, shall we watch this with him? When you're doing that, put your kareto, your kanojoto at the beginning, and then the item, and then your verb at the end with ka. So how would you say, shall we watch that with him?
Kare to sore o mimasen ka? Mimashou ka?
Kare to sore o mimashou ka?
And with our new verb, shigoto o shimasu, how would you say, shall we work with her?
Kanojoto shigoto o shimashou ka?
Kanojo to shigoto o shimashou ka?
And where you get a word such as shigoto, where it ends in an o sound, then the o that is the marker slides into it, so it can just sound like one smooth sound.
Shigoto o shimashou ka?
Let's bring in our reasons. I like it. How would you say I like it?
Suki desu.
And I like it therefore.
Suki desu kara.
So now let's make one big sentence using our mashouka as well. I like it, therefore Shall we play tennis?
好きですからテニスをしましょうか?
好きですからテニスをしましょうか?
And I like it, so shall we play golf?
好きですからゴルフをしましょうか?
好きですからゴルフをしましょうか?
And again with golf, it is very close to the English, but we're adding a couple of oo sounds in there. So the first part, go, and then ゴルフ。
ゴルフ。
And if we then bring in our time expressions, so we want to say, I like it, so shall we play golf tonight? The time expression is still where you'd expect it to be. So I like it, therefore, tonight, golf, shall we play? So I like it, so shall we play golf tonight?
好きですから、今晩、ゴルフをしましょうか。
好きですから、今晩、ゴルフをしましょうか。
Right. Let's now, in giving our reason as a verb. So, for example, tomorrow we will work. Therefore, shall we play golf tonight? We just break that down a little bit. So, tomorrow we will work.
明日仕事をします。
明日仕事をします。
Tomorrow we will work, therefore.
明日仕事をしますから。
明日仕事をしますから。
Shall we play golf tonight?
今晩ゴルフをしませんか?しましょうか?
しましょうか。If you say しませんか, it's just more polite. Would you like to play golf tonight? But we'll focus now on shall we. So, shall we play golf tonight?
今晩ゴルフをしましょうか。
今晩ゴルフをしましょうか。
Now we're going to pull that together into one sentence. Tomorrow we will work. Therefore, shall we play golf tonight? Tomorrow we will work.
明日仕事をします。
Therefore.
から。
Shall we play golf tonight?
今晩ゴルフをしますか?しましょうか?
明日仕事をしますから、今晩ゴルフをしましょうか?
And as well as working, 仕事をします。Of course, the Japanese do relax as well, and the word for relax in Japanese, which has been taken from English, is rirakusu. Relax. So think of the word relax with a sort of somewhere in between the L and the R sound, relax.And a su at the end, rirakusu.
Rirakusu.
So if you then want to turn that into a verb, do relax. I do relax. So how would you say that?
Rirakusu wo shimasu.
Rirakusu wo shimasu.
And if you wanted to say, let's relax, putting the masho on the end, you would say,
Relaxu wo shimasho.
リラックスをしましょう。
With the R and the L sound, always keep it very soft. It's not a hard R sound at all in Japanese. It's much closer to an L. Some people actually feel more comfortable pronouncing it as an L rather than as an R. So as long as you keep it soft, almost lisp-like, then it will sound more naturally Japanese.
リラックス。
And shall we relax?
リラックスをしましょうか?
リラックスをしましょうか。